As we've been hearing tonight, Senator Bernie Sanders endorsed Hillary Clinton for president earlier today. At the campaign event in New Hampshire, both Clinton and Sanders called for a unified Democratic Party moving into the general election. In Burlington, where Sanders won his first political victory more than 30 years ago, people had a wide range of reactions to the news.
Cooter, Bushy, Moncton, Vermont. Well, I'm definitely going to vote Democratic. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe write to Bernie and encourage him to stay in there and go for it. I don't know. I'm disappointed.
Matthew Wall, and I live in South Burlington. I would hold more with Bernie than Hillary. I think she's a little bit too much of a centrist for my tastes. But would I ever vote for Trump? I mean, my dad's an immigrant, so no. You know, by Trump standards, I'm not an American, and I was born in New York City. So, I mean, that sort of says it all for me. You know, am I happy that it's the lesser of two evils? Is it a failure of imagination in American politics that that's where we're at? Yeah, but the baby boomers won't be around for too much longer, and that'll bring an end to it.
Becca Rapaz from Underhill. I might write Bernie in. I haven't quite decided yet. My allegiance is with Bernie, but if he really is endorsing Hillary, then I guess that's what I'll go for.
I'm Trevor Bilquin. I'm from Hardwick, Vermont. I don't know that I feel strongly about how it should have gone. I would have liked to have seen Bernie Sanders become president. I'll probably write in for Bernie Sanders. Show the power of the popular vote. Why not? I don't think it really matters with the Electoral College, but I think that it's important to take back your democratic power. So don't vote the way that you think you should. Vote how you want.
Those were some voices in Burlington reacting to Senator Sanders' endorsement of Hillary Clinton this morning. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers was at that event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and he joins us on the line. Josh, thanks for talking with us.
No problem, Alex.
Give us some highlights of Sanders' remarks at today's endorsement. I mean, what stuck out to you?
Well, did he say that Hillary Clinton had the delegates, she needs to be the Democratic nominee, and that he said that he would do whatever he could to make sure that she gets elected president in furtherance of goals he says they both share.
Now, there has been some question of how many Sanders supporters will shift their backing to Secretary Clinton. Did Sanders today give any indication that he would campaign for Clinton, or what exactly he would try to do to convince his supporters to vote for her instead?
Well, he said the choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump was one that was an obvious one, and he said that he would do whatever he could to help her. And it was clear today, listening to what she had to say, that you know she was really making a big play for Sanders supporters here in New Hampshire. I mean, you recall that you know he won by 22 points here. It was really a rout, and she said, you know, we need to be big and bold and in pursuit of jobs and economic agenda. And she almost said, I mean, you expect her to say big, bold, and Bernie. I mean, she sort of ticked through a lot of items that were key to him, the minimum wage increase, which is $15, which is now part of the Democratic platform. She talked about making the United States a green energy superpower. She talked about paid medical leave. She talked about making sure that people earning under $125,000 could have free college tuition at public colleges, which was something that was much more in line with what Senator Sanders campaigned on, and she said went too far during the primary.
I'm wondering if you talked to any Sanders supporters at the rally today, and what was their mood like there in the room as he was endorsing Secretary Clinton?
It was pretty mixed. I talked to a number of Sanders supporters who said that they're under no circumstances will they vote for Hillary Clinton. There were several dozen out of the several thousand who were at this event who walked out as soon as he formalized his endorsement. There are a lot of them who say they don't really know what to do. Several said, you know, I will hold my nose and vote for her because Donald Trump is a far worse alternative, and I don't want to be essentially throwing my support to Trump by not participating. But there were a lot of people who said, you know what, Donald Trump's not my problem. I support Bernie Sanders. I don't support Hillary Clinton, and that Hillary Clinton is not somebody who can be oversee, you know, what they and Senator Sanders like to talk about is his political revolution.
We've been talking with Josh Rogers. He's the senior political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Josh, thanks for your time.
Anytime, Alex.